And welcome back to Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson. And Coach, you've gotten a couple of meets now under your belt the last couple Thursdays. I know you had a couple the first week you weren't able to run because of the heat. How frustrating was that to take so long to, I guess, to get out there and compete?
Yeah, it's always a little frustrating. It kind of brings that anxiousness to the team and the coaches to get underway. We've been working so hard for so long that you really want to put everything that you worked on together to run a race. And we finally got the two in these last 2 weeks. And yeah, it was nice to do that and get them under our belt and get the youngsters some experience.
You had a first place showing up at Ames, then you went over to Marshalltown, and you were third in a very competitive meet on Thursday night. What have you seen out of the guys so far?
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with how we've competed so far this year. The Ames meet, going into it, it's certainly a competitive meet, but we were further ranked down than a lot of teams, and to come away with the win there was a little bit of a surprise, a nice surprise for us. We did excellent, I thought. Ran really well, both JV and varsity. Took out, got the championships, and they just ran very, very smart, very controlled, and had good races top to bottom.
And so far, your leaders, Tegan Kralik, Tony Anania, have kind of been neck and neck up there to pace the team. And Tegan's had the upper hand early. Those guys, how well have they looked as your front runners?
Yeah, they work together quite a bit. And it's really nice to see Tegan have kind of a breakout start of the season. Tony's going to be there in the end. He's had an excellent track season. He's training more on pace to finish strong at the end of the season. I'm sure Keegan will as well. Those guys are just looking really solid right now, and it's fun to watch.
How about some of the other guys on the team? I know Grant Wallace has been up there. Axel Bidon, I noticed he was probably about your fourth or fifth runner at Marshalltown. Are they kind of finding an order right now of where they fall in, or is there still a lot of competition for those top seven spots?
Yeah, I think we're starting to fall into position a little bit. I think there will be potentially movement up and down because we're so close. I mean, our spread from top seven is less than a minute, so it's potentially going to change. But for the most part, you're right. Grant Wallace has been third on the team the last two races. He's looking really good. Just missed out from breaking 60 minutes last night at Marshalltown. Axel had a breakout race. It has crushed his PRs the last two races, with a 16:15 being fourth on the team. And Sam Parker has been number five the last 2 weeks, and he's had such a solid work all summer long, and he's in a good spot. And I think he's got more potential to get better as the season goes on. And then Corbin and Henry have been in the top seven mix, and I again see them continue to improve as well.
So many veterans on this team. Has that kind of helped out with some of the uncertainty that you faced there early in the season and having meets called off, just able to keep their wits about them and stay focused when they think they're going to have a meet, instead they have a practice?
Without a doubt. Our experience is really showing throughout practice as well as the meets. I feel like the guys have, they've really, even taught the younger guys on the right way to take out a race, pace throughout the start, then the middle, and then the finish. And I think we've looked really experienced running both races, and I think it's going to pay dividends as we continue throughout the season. They're just a very, very solid, experienced team.
And how are you guys, how are you approaching your practices right now compared to maybe a practice 4 or 5 weeks from now? What are the things you're working on at this time of the year?
Yeah, for sure, staying healthy and illness-free as best we can. Our practices, quite honestly, up to this point, have been more aerobic-based, trying to get our legs squarely underneath us. Haven't done a lot of race pace work or speed work yet. That will start transitioning now next week, and as we get into later September, early October, do a little bit more of that, higher intensity, and get ourselves ready to peak at the right time of the year.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson. Looking ahead, You got a couple meets coming up this next week. I'm sure you'd like to get two in 1 week. You're going to West Des Moines Valley on, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. And then it looks like the Central College meet, the Pella meet, later in the week on Saturday.
Yeah, Tuesday at Valley. We won't run our top seven guys there. We'll rest them for Heartland Classic at Pella on Saturday. So we'll elevate the next seven guys who have been having an outstanding season as well up to the varsity spot to run at Valley. And then that elevates the JV guys to be top JV scorers. So it's good for the team, good experience. Gives our varsity guys two workout days this week instead of one. And so better prepares us for Heartland, I think. And Heartland's a big meet. Many teams around the Midwest come there, out-of-state teams, and probably have better than 30 teams there. So we're excited for both opportunities.
Definitely an exciting opportunity for some of those youngsters to run with the big dogs up at Valley.
Yeah, exactly. We've had some, our JV guys have had tremendous races. You know, they took first at Ames and second at Marshalltown. Sam Burrows had an excellent start of the season, broke 17 minutes last night for the first time in his career. And yeah, it's been fun to watch those guys as well. So it's great to have them have an opportunity to be varsity for a meet.
All right, Coach, anything else to add about the team or what's coming up?
No, we're excited. I think we're in a good spot. We're really looking forward to the rest of the season.
All right, that's been Norwalk Boys Cross Country Coach Chad Larson. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, Mike.